You're watching Let's Talk in English. It's a great day here in the LTE TV studio. My name is Katie, and we're glad that you joined us for the lesson today. Our topic is still entertainment, and we have part two of our lesson, Let's Go to a Christmas Show. Let's go to a Christmas show. So Nathan, what kind of show do you like to see?
Well, I love to go and see musicals. They are like plays with stories, but there's also singing and dancing. They are very fun to watch. My name is Nathan, everyone. Thanks for joining us today.
And now we need to start our lesson, so take out your magazine and turn to the right page. You can read today's Read It with Nathan now.
The Nutcracker is a Christmas tradition. Many people see it at Christmas time. Susie first saw it when she was a child. Mark didn't see it. He likes other kinds of performances. He saw a Christmas concert with a band and choir. Mark also likes the play A Christmas Carol.Scrooge isn't very nice in that story, but in the end, he helps a family.
There are many different kinds of shows. We talked about ballet yesterday, and we'll talk about a few more today.
You can see these kinds of shows anytime, but we want to talk about some special shows you might only see at Christmas.
Our friends like some kinds of shows more than others.You probably do too, so you can decide which kind of show you would like to see the most.
But before you can decide, let's learn our keywords with Christina.
今天讲到圣诞节的一些传统艺文表演。名词传统就是 tradition, 所以芭蕾舞剧胡桃钳也是圣诞节的传统表演吗? Is it also a Christmas tradition?好像是哦 Susie 说她第一次看的时候还是一个小孩子小孩孩子就是 child She saw it when she was a child Mark 则喜欢去听圣诞音乐会音乐会就是 concert Mark likes Christmas concerts 这种圣诞音乐会通常是由乐队和合唱团配合演出的 Choir 就是合唱团或者诗班I like to sing in a choir. 除了音乐会之外 ,Mark 也喜欢圣诞节的戏剧。戏剧就是 play. Mark also likes the Christmas plays.
Did you see the Nutcracker yet?
I went last night. It was great.
I love that ballet.I first saw it when I was a child.
Did you go and see it, Mark?
No, I don't like ballet very much.
The Nutcracker is a Christmas tradition. Everyone sees it at Christmas time.
Not me. I enjoy other kinds of performances.
Now that's a very important word for today, performance. It isn't a key word, but it is a word that we might use a lot.
So, what is a performance? Let's look at a word inside this word to find out. The word perform means to do something for others to watch.
So if you sing for a lot of people, you are performing. If you dance,You are also performing. So perform is what you do, but a performance is a thing.
We met a dancer yesterday who is in a performance called The Nutcracker. And Megan went to see the show last night.
And Susie has seen that ballet too, but she first saw it when she was a child. Nathan, what does that sentence mean?
Well, when you first see something, you are talking about the first time you saw it. But be careful. It's different than saying you saw something first.
Oh, good point. If you see something first, it means that you were the first person to see it. Why don't we get some help to understand this more? Rebecca?
When you want to tell someone when you started doing something, you can use this grammar tip. I first did something when I was an age or year in school. For example, I first rode a bike when I was 6 years old. Or, I first learned English when I was in junior high. Now it's up to you to use it.
So, when was the first time you rode a bike? Or, when was the first time you went to see a movie? You can use this sentence to answer the question.
You can change the sentence a little bit too. Like, I first saw a ballet at Christmas time this year.
And Christmas time is a word to talk about the time around Christmas, not just Christmas Day. What else can you do at Christmas time? Let's see in conversation B.
What kind of performances?
I like Christmas concerts. I love Christmas music.
Did you go to the high school's Christmas concert?
Yes, I did. The bands played and the choirs sang. It was great.
My high school had a Christmas concert every year. I sang in the choir.
Mine did too. I played in the band. I liked playing Christmas music.
If you're like Mark, you might not like to see a ballet. Ballets are all music and dancing without words. Not everyone likes them.
But don't worry. If you don't think you would like a ballet, maybe you can hear some Christmas music at a concert.
There is a lot of music that you hear only at Christmas time. Some songs are very old, but singers also make new Christmas songs every year.
That's true. Now, if you want to go to a Christmas concert, you need to choose what kind. You can hear a band play, or you can hear a choir sing.
When a lot of people use instruments to make music, we say that they play in a band. Megan played in a band before.
And Susie sang in a choir. Remember, you sing right now, but you sang before. Let's learn some more about words like that with Christina.
Susie 说她高中的时候唱过圣诞节的音乐会。I sang in the choir. 因为 Susie 讲的是高中时候发生的事情，所以这个句子一定要用过去式。而唱歌 sing 这个字的动词三态变化是不规则的。Sing, sang, sung.对于不规则的动词三态，很多人都背得很头痛。不过除了多背之外，你如果能够多读英文读物，多看，也可以帮助你熟悉这些动词的变化和使用方式哦。这个 sing, sang, sung 的动词时态变化，都只有字里面的母音改变。类似的还有像喝 drink, drink, drank, drunk, 开始 begin, began,begun, 游泳 swim, swam, swum, 这些都是改一个母音就可以改变时态的例子。
Thanks, Christina. So, you can go to a band concert or a choir concert, but Mark went to a high school concert. They had a band and a choir.
Yes, a high school concert is a good place to hear both kinds of music. Nathan, we all know that you like to sing. Did you sing in a choir during high school?
Yes, I did. It was a lot of fun. And so is this calendar phrase.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
是，我做了。
Did you find out about the movie?
Yes, I did.
Did you find out about the time?
Yes, I did.
Did you buy your ticket?
Yes, I did.
Did you buy one for me?
Nope, I didn't.
Oh.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did. 是，我做了。
That phrase is great for answering lots of questions. And now, here's a question for you. Would you like to take a break? Okay, but come right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
It's Christmas time, and in this lesson, we are talking about different kinds of Christmas shows. We can also call them Christmas performances. What kind of show would you like to see?
Well, Mark heard a band and a choir play at the high school concert, and he enjoyed it. Let's find out some more about all these different performances in Conversation C.
I also enjoy Christmas plays. A Christmas Carol is my favorite.
I like that one too. The character of Scrooge really learns a lesson.
He does. We should all be kind to others.
And money doesn't make people happy.
I really like the last words of the play.
Which ones?
God bless us, everyone.
I remember those words. They're a little famous, actually. You can say that if you hope God will give good things to all people.
And that is a great thing to hope for at Christmas time or any time. We should always hope that we can help make others happy.
If you make someone happy, you do something that gives them a happy feeling. But you can also make people sad or angry.
We hope that you don't do that, everyone. It's important to be kind to others. That's a great lesson, but it's also a great pattern we can learn from Christina.
Christmas Carol 中的主角 Scrooge 是一个吝啬又刻薄的人，但是他最后学到了教训，人生也改变了。所以 Megan 就说 ,We should all be kind to others.我们应该都对别人仁慈一点。我们来学这个片语 ,be kind to someone, 对某人仁慈亲切一点。They are very kind to me. 当然你也可以换掉形容词 kind, 比如说 ,he was mean to me, 他对我很刻薄。或者 ,we are friendly to them, 我们对他们很友善。
Christmas is a great time to remember these things, everyone. Be kind and friendly to others. Don't be a Scrooge.
Scrooge is a person in A Christmas Carol. It's a famous book that was written by my favorite writer, Charles Dickens.
In the story, Scrooge is a mean man who does not like Christmas. Sometimes we call people like that Scrooge, too.
But Scrooge changes a lot in the story. He learns a lesson from some ghosts, and I don't mean a school lesson.
No, no. Sometimes a lesson is just something that is important for life. One lesson that Scrooge learned was that giving is much better than getting.
Scrooge had a lot of money, but he did not have a happy life. But when he started to give things to others, he was much happier.
And we're happy to give you something now. Some key words. It's time to review.
Here we go. Tradition. Tradition. Giving Christmas gifts is a tradition.
Child. Child. That child is only 5 years old.
Concert. Concert. I went to a band concert last night.
Choir. Choir. Jenny sings in the high school choir.
Play. Play. Karen saw a funny play last night. I hope that you can remember all of those keywords, everyone. Now, let's review today's conversations together.
Did you see the Nutcracker yet? I went last night. It was great.
I love that ballet. I first saw it when I was a child.
Did you go and see it, Mark?
No, I don't like ballet very much.
The Nutcracker is a Christmas tradition. Everyone sees it at Christmas time.
Not me. I enjoy other kinds of performances.
What kind of performances?
I like Christmas concerts. I love Christmas music.
Did you go to the high school's Christmas concert?
Yes, I did. The bands played and the choirs sang. It was great.
My high school had a Christmas concert every year. I sang in the choir.
Mine did too. I played in the band. I liked playing Christmas music.
I also enjoy Christmas plays. A Christmas Carol is my favorite.
I like that one too. The character of Scrooge really learns a lesson.
He does. We should all be kind to others.
And money doesn't make people happy.
I really like the last words of the play.
Which ones?
God bless us, everyone.
Hey, Monkey Man! Christmas is just around the corner!
Which corner? I can't see it.
Ha ha! Very funny. Christmas is coming soon.
You're right. Christmas is a wonderful time.
Yeah. Hey, Monkey Man, let's go see the Nutcracker.
The Nutcracker? Why do you want to see that?
It's a Christmas tradition.
True, but I like other kinds of performances.
Like what?
Like Christmas concerts with a band and a choir.
Let's go see the Nutcracker.
And I love the movie called A Christmas Carol.
But Scrooge isn't nice. He doesn't want to spend money.
Neither do I. So we're not going to see the Nutcracker. And don't call me Scrooge.
It's time for Let's Play! Harry Lip is my name, and it's time for a game. But first, it's time to meet today's players.
I'm Larry, everyone.
You know me, I'm Benita.
And I'm Joe, Smiley Joe.
Now, let's play a new game with our old friends. It's called Show and Tell. Guess the key word that I have right here on this card. But when you guess, show us the word first. Okay, who has a guess?
I do. I love this keyword.
Okay, Bonita is moving her hands. I might know this keyword, but you showed us. Now tell us.
The keyword is dancer.
Good guess, but no. Next guess?
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
That was wonderful, Larry. Now, what could that keyword be?
It's concert, of course. Am I right?
No. I'm sorry, Larry, but thank you so much for the song. Next? Okay.
Benita, I think you already guessed that one.
No, I guessed dancer. That keyword was dance.
Okay, But is this dance a thing or something that you do?
Oh, it's a thing, like that's a great dance.
Then we need another guess. Okay, show it, Smiley. Smiley Joe, what keyword is that?
Practice. I'm practicing my sad face. It's very difficult.
Ah, well, keep trying, Smiley Joe, and keep guessing, everyone. Okay.
Again? Benita, you already guessed dancer and dance.
But I didn't guess dance as something you do, like dance with me.
You know what, Benita? I will dance with you because you're right! Thank you for playing, everyone, and we'll see you next time right here on...
Let's Play!
It's getting closer and closer to Christmas, everyone. I hope you have some fun plans for the holiday.
If you don't, you should see a Christmas show, see a ballet for the first time, or enjoy some Christmas music at a concert.
Or if you like stories, you can see a play or read a good Christmas book. There are a lot of them.
And always remember the lessons that you can learn from Christmas. One is that God has been very good to us. It's important that we should also be good and kind to other people, too.
That's very true. Now, it's been so good to have you here with us today, everyone, but it's time for us to go. Tomorrow, we'll have a new lesson for you, so we hope that you join us then, right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Bye-bye.